Chapter number 12. The heading of the chapter is Destroying Addiction with Gnan. The questioner asks, I am addicted to smoking. What should I do? Dadashri, maintain from within that this smoking is wrong. Furthermore, never defend the act of smoking in any manner. If you do, it will only serve to reinforce and protect your habit. Admit that you have a weakness and that it is a bad habit. Only then will the time come that you will be able to break yourself of this addiction. If you do not, then this addiction will stay with you forever. I do pratikraman also, says Dadashri. One must become free from all opinions held within. It is not acceptable to have an opinion of any kind. By doing pratikraman, one attains the ultimate, the self. Technically, pratikraman is required, but scientifically, the questioner, how is it scientific? Dadashri, scientifically, it is all a discharge. Everything that happens is an effect of your past life causes. After this gnan, you become completely separate from Chandulal, the worldly self, the worldly small self. So why then do you need to do pratikraman? On page 48. The state of separation does not remain because of the lack of exact awareness of the separation. Again, the Gnani Purush says that after becoming self-realized, pratikraman are necessary because the state of separation does not remain due to the lack of exact awareness of the separation. The separation that I am the pure soul and these thoughts, speech and actions which the world identify as belonging to John, Mary, George, etc., are of the non-self and separate from I. Pratikraman erases all opinions. If pratikraman is not done, all opinions that have become ingrained within you will not leave from these opinions. Again, by doing pratikraman, you are distancing yourself from these opinions. The mind is composed and constructed through opinions. The mind arises through opinions. So, as many opinions you have, that much of a mind you will have. I do not have any objection to your addiction, but you must do pratikraman for it. Confess to the God that you believe in that it is wrong for you to drink alcohol and that you are sincerely sorry for it, and ask for the energy not to drink again. Ask for the energy, the shakti within, not to drink again. Do this much for your own sake. People generally make matters worse by raising objection and criticizing the addict. All I have to say is that it does not matter a mistake has been made, but you must do pratikraman for it. Questioner, this morning, Dada, you said that before drinking tea, you do pratyakhyan. In other words, resolve never to do it again. Dadashri replies, ah, yes. Questioner, since we are on the subject, I had to mention this. Dadashri, I, that is, the original self, the fully enlightened self, do not drink tea. But sometimes circumstances lead me, that is, A.M. Patel, to do so. These circumstances are out of my control, so I am forced to drink tea. But I do not drink, that is the one in the who has the knowledge, I do not drink without first doing pratyakhyan, that is resolving never to drink it again. Otherwise, the one who likes the tea within will continue to prompt and do so. Pratyakhyan, that is the resolution never to repeat the error, is like smearing oil on a surface so that nothing will adhere to it. This is worth understanding. Do pratyakhyan whenever you do anything, even if it does not hurt others. Pratyakhyan on page 49 should be done whenever atikraman has occurred. Drinking tea is not considered atikraman or an aggression. You are compelled to drink tea, but that is not considered atikraman. But if you do not do pratyakhyan, that is resolve never to do it again, then a little of it will stick to you. And so from now on, remember to do pratyakhyan. Very rarely do I have physical suffering. There was an entire month after my car accident, after the car accident in which I was involved, when it seemed that this light was going to extinguish. Questioner: nothing like that is going to happen, Dada. Dadashri: no, but did Hiraba, that is Dadashri's wife, not pass away? Would the same thing not happen to this body? What kind of karma was it that brought physical suffering? Questioner: the karma of physical suffering. Shata ashata vedaniya karma. Dadashri: people assume that I have been suffering, but I am not affected by any suffering, nor does it affect the Tirthankars, the fully enlightened lords. I felt no sorrow when Hiraba passed away. I am not affected by anything. People think that I experience grief and sorrow, but not once has sorrow touched me for the last 20 years. This is precisely the science. This is precisely the very science that I am giving you. If you do not experience the bliss of this science in exactness, then there is a mistake on your part. If you understand this science, Vignan, you will not face any suffering. The questioner asks, Dada Bhagwan is immune to the karma of suffering, but would it affect Ambalal Bhai? Dadashri: no, neither of the two are affected. That is the energy and the power of this science. One would go insane if it affected him. Suffering is there because of the absence of knowledge. Agnanta. Gnan is self-knowledge and agnan is absence of knowledge of the self. If knowledge prevails, it would not affect even this file identified to the world as A.M. Patel. It does not affect anyone. Suffering is where there is no knowledge. How could there be any suffering if you know this Gnan? In the presence of Gnan, there is no pleasure or pain.